Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, what's going on, everyone? A little bit of a freaky Friday on a Wednesday. Evan Giddings in the A chair today. Matt Steinmetz in the B chair. Daryl the Guru Johnson is going to be back tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And so, with one day less, Steiny, you decided to pull a fast one on the people.
Oh, good start for me in a new spot. I figured we mix it up once in a while. I remember Goo hosted once when you were with him, and I figure you have the skill set to get it done. And again, it's really what we're talking about is my leadership and, you know, my team player ability.
Now, does it feel weird to not be in control right off the bat?
Not really.
Like, you don't know where I'm going to go.
I don't. I kind of like it.
Well, I mean, you have an idea. There's a lot of stuff we're going to get into today. We got to talk about the Giants who lost last night. Not anything, in my opinion, to be concerned about. But there were a few, pardon me, fun things from the game that I do want to get into. Obviously, the NBA draft is tonight. The Warriors have the 41st overall pick. They'll take tomorrow to select their guy. And I have some draft day thoughts, especially pertaining to the Warriors. And there's also some rumors as far as other NBA players that could be on the move. But where I want to start, Steiny, is a place that it sounds familiar and it might sound like it's dragged on for a lot of people, but we have to talk about Anthony Slater's article today and Jonathan Kuminga. It's just a place we have to start. And I think the Warriors are finally in a position where they have to make a choice. And I don't know if it's going to be on draft night. There's been a lot of movement surrounding draft night already. But when I wake up this morning and I see a headline that is seeking what he wants, the Warriors and Kuminga, essentially, he wants the chance to chase stardom. And what do the Warriors do about it? I don't know. How'd that hit you?
Well, this is how it hit me. And let me add before I say it. Yeah, I get it. We've talked about Kuminga a lot. But to me, this is new. And the reason it's new, in a way, is because, to me, it confirms a lot of what we knew. And I'll just cut to the chase. He doesn't want to be here. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be here. All right? He sees the writing on the wall here. He's not going to get the playing time he wants. And so I've kind of moved past what do we do. I'm more of are we really going to bring back a player who we know doesn't want to be here? Now, I'm not talking about his attitude. I'm not talking about him being a malcontent. I don't think he is. I think he's a good young player. I think he's a good young man. But if he doesn't want to be here, isn't that setting up just a tough way to start the year? And it's a year where you still have aspirations that you could shock the world.
He clearly wants something that the Warriors can't give him. That's how I read today. When I hear him talking about, and these are quotes from JK, preferred personal career path, wants to be a guy that, quote, a team relies on, a multiple-time all-star, a lot of things that sound individual. It sounds like a guy who, it's not as if he's been a problem on or off the court as far as his attitude is concerned. I wouldn't label him that kind of guy, but he is someone who wants more. It's like, you know, you're in a role and you're in a place in your life where you feel like you've plateaued, where you've hit a ceiling and you're trying to break through, and you just, because of the situation you're in, you don't feel like that's available to you. And the wrinkle in this, Steiny, is I don't know if it'd be best for the Warriors at this point to get off him, because they might be better suited using his contract in the future for a future trade to get a better player. But the fact remains that it sounds like Jonathan Kuminga is at his wit's end with the Warriors.
That's what it sounds like to me. And the question I have for Warrior fans is, if you know Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be here, at least under the current circumstances, now what do you do with him? The problem with a sign-in trade, obviously, is that you can only take back half the salary that he ends up getting. So there's a good chance that you won't get great value for him. They could trade him they could sign him to a contract extension and trade him at the deadline for equal value. And from a strategic standpoint, I could see why the Warriors would do that. Then again, you kind of have a lame duck player in here for, again, 4 months when you're trying to get as high up in the seedings as you can, and you're trying to make
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some noise, and I'm just reminded of the 49ers offseason last year and just it not getting off to a great start because of all the offseason stuff. I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga coming back would necessarily benefit the organization, or if I'm not saying he would be a problem, but it would be a cloud, I think, until and unless he got moved.
One, a team as recent as the 49ers had to deal with that with Brandon Ayuk's contract situation. Is that something that you're looking to avoid at all costs? How important do you think it is for the team to have pretty much, you know, a lockstep type of chemistry going into the season? You know, I think that last year, all the vibes appear to be pretty good. You know, the only thing that Steiny a year ago at this time they didn't have shored up was Kuminga's contract. Remember, they signed Moody, or extended Moody, to a 3-for-39 deal. They obviously brought back the likes of Looney, Gary Payton II. It felt like they had gotten rid of all of the, I don't know, extracurricular issues that plagued them during the season in which they didn't make the playoffs. But the one thing they couldn't figure out was how to get a deal done with Kuminga. And it feels like we're in the same place a year later, only now you have to make a choice. You know, you say this all the time. Bob Myers talks about don't make a choice until you have to. I think we're at a place where the Warriors finally have to make a choice about him. And the choice, from his standpoint, seems to be put me somewhere where I can be a star. And I'm sorry, next year, he's not going to be a star in Golden State.
No, he's not.
The way he wants to be.
No, he's not. And this is, you know, when you, I'm not blaming Steph Curry, but when you do everything and anything for Steph Curry, and that was your, you know, that is your known strategy, there's going to be some fallout. And if Jonathan Kuminga is not on this team this year, that's going to be part of the fallout from your the strategy you devised around Steph Curry. So the Warriors now have a player who doesn't really want to be here. They've got three choices. They can let him walk for nothing. If they did that, they would actually have a chance to get under the tax, and that would open up their mid-level non-taxpayer exception of $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, you could let Kuminga walk, and then you have $14 million to spend on somebody. But, you know, you're giving up what is an asset in Kuminga. Or you could just sign Kuminga to a contract and trade him at the deadline for equal value. Or you could sign him to a contract and say, you're here and you got to make the most of it. That's the one that I'd be a little concerned about.
Well, and I have a couple of guys that I think would be reasonable. And there's some targets that other teams are looking to shop. We can get into that as the show goes on. But I want to read this. This is from The Athletic this morning. Anthony Slater. This is from Jonathan Kuminga. These are his words. Quote, things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority. To just be one of the guys a team relies on. Aiming to be an all-star multiple times. Aiming to be great. Wherever I'm going to be at, it don't matter if it's the Warriors or if it's anywhere else, it's something I want. I want to see what I could do. I know I got it, so I really want to see. I've never got that chance. 888-957-9570, what do you do? What do you do when you hear a player that you have to make a choice about? He's a restricted free agent. The Warriors could choose to match. They could choose to offer him a deal. They could give him a qualifying offer. They could trade him. Surrounding the draft that obviously happens tonight, maybe he's when free agency approaches. What do you do with Jonathan Kuminga? It's the one domino that must fall before we continue with whatever the 2025-26 season is going to be.
Well, I was leaning toward him coming back, but that's starting to change. And not just because of what he said, because it feels like if we know all this about Kuminga, the Warriors, they've got to know that he's not crazy about being here. And the question the Warriors have to ask themselves is it worth it to bring him back if he's not gung-ho about being here?
Well, he did say if it's with the Warriors.
Yeah, I read that quote too, and it almost
You're
was
not
like he
it?
Threw the Warriors in there. Yeah.
Something you had
maybe,
to say.
Maybe he understands that they could sign him and trade him at the deadline. So maybe he thinks he might play another year for the Warriors.
What do you do? I want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Evan Giddings in with Matt Steinmetz on Steiny and Guru. All right, coming up tonight at 7 p.m., the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game, the Valkyries channel, as well on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can watch the game also on KPIX Channel 5, pregame beginning at 6:30 p.m. That segment is sponsored by San Francisco International Airport. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BarriaOilChange.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.